Well, I think it's really good. I think we've played pretty well on this team. It's been good for confidence and morale, and players have played well. We've got some lines going a little bit. We've got some things going, and we're playing the right way and managing pucks really good, and we just hope it can continue here tonight.
You were able to win the special teams battle against the Devils. First time in a while we can say that your team comes out on the right end there.
Well, we're certainly aware of the special teams, you know, and they didn't have a lot of power plays, and we didn't, you know, at least we scored the one, so that was good for us because God knows it was killing us before that, and it has been a big bone of contention for our whole team for pretty much all year, you know. So we're trying to get some consistency there, and it would be nice to build on that here again tonight.
Of your travel schedule being as tough as it is, how nice has it been to have a few road games in a row where you don't have to get on an airplane?
Well, you know, like our road travel is what it is. It's still, you know, it's okay, but it's still, we got this road trip here where we're always traveling a long way to get anywhere from Winnipeg to the east or southeast, and again next week we go again, you know, so this has been a little bit better because we're kind of in the vicinity, so that's been at least good, but it's all busy. We don't deal too much or talk too much about our travel. It's just the way it is. So we try to do the best we can. I think as coaches and as players, you're just trying to manage your energy and recognize what you have and what the demon could be there if you don't manage it well, because we've been so busy. There's been a lot of rest recovery time for us because of it, and we're just trying to get as much energy that we can in the game. That's why it's very important that we control our minutes with our team. And we try to get everybody in the game if we can. It's really hard if you get behind in games and you're playing three lines. It's very difficult.
Dustin Byfuglien seems like he's moving all right. Expecting him to be a 20 plus.
He's in the game. How many minutes you want him to play now?
20 plus.
Okay,
you know.
So we want Dustin Byfuglien to play 20, 25 minutes. Okay. So no, he's a player. He's ready to go. So he feels good. So, you know, he's a big contributor to our team, and he's played with a little bit more control of late, and that's something we're trying to sort through, but that's good. That's okay. He helps us win.
What's the focus for you guys against the Rangers? You're a point behind them in the standings.
Sure.
Well, you know, we know how they play. You know, we know their situation here. There's enough media talk about the Rangers and what they do, and they're strong. So they're going to come out and try to play for the lead, which they, you know, they'll play hard for the lead, and they know how to win. Let's be real, they've done it all last year, so I'm sure they're going to try to use us for a springboard to success. So we need to be ready to play. We know how they play. We need to be ready to play, and we have to compete, which we did, you know, in Jersey, and I thought we really competed in Philly. And so we're going to have to compete here again tonight. That'll be the biggest task without getting into X and O's.
What's been missing from Kyle Wellwood's game? He was so effective for you last year. He hasn't seemed to found
same game. In all fairness with Kyle, I mean, it's been hard to get him in a groove. We've been trying to find chemistry, and I've been juggling not only him but lines and stuff like that. And, you know, the tough part is, see, he's a guy that can play anywhere all over. He's a really reliable player. He's an offensive player that if he doesn't get power play minutes, it gets difficult too, because he's very good on the power play. So, you know, I can't sit there and criticize him. I like Kyle Wellwood a lot, and we've just been trying to, you know, he doesn't have speed, we know that, but he can be an effective player. But the problem is sometimes we've got a couple of guys don't have speed, and our team looks like it's slower than we'd like it, so we juggle for those reasons. He's tried to do as much as he can. He's a good teammate, and I don't have criticism in his game other than trying to get him to produce. You know, if he has a goal or two or two, three more points, he's in and he's going, and we're going.